Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. The city of Las Cruces has an important decision to make about whether or not to consolidate its local elections. Michael Hernandez reports.
Low voter turnout seems to be a chronic issue in local elections, but recently passed legislation in New Mexico aims to turn that around. State lawmakers passed the Local Election Act in February, which automatically consolidates nonpartisan local elections, like school boards and special districts, into November of odd-numbered years. Municipalities may opt in and be added to the ballot. The law also creates a requirement for special elections to be conducted by mail. In Las Cruces, Doñana County Clerk Scott Kraling introduced the law to the City Council at a recent meeting and says the act will help simplify elections for voters.
Right now, the way that the elections are scheduled is we've got them in January and February and March and in May. It's kind of a fragmented system that is really very, it's really difficult for voters to try to figure out how to navigate. And so the Local Election Act consolidates all of our local nonpartisan elections into one local election day. Municipalities have the option to join into that election. And so today we're here talking to the city about what it would look like if they would opt in.
Kraling says if the city chooses to opt in, the Doñana County Clerk's Office will administer elections in November of odd-numbered years. If Las Cruces takes no action, the city will continue to hold its own elections but move them to March of even-numbered years. General elections will remain unchanged. Las Cruces resident Maria Ramos says she's in favor of the city opting in and thinks it will help increase voter turnout.
I have been very frustrated by the state of our, political affairs in this country as a whole overall, and I really feel like one of the main ways to address some of that is to get more people engaged in the process, and I really think that it starts with people feeling that their vote has an impact and significance, and I think that increasing voter participation and engagement and making things easier for people to show up is really a fundamental part of making sure that we shift our democracy into being a true democracy where everyone is represented.
District 6 City Councilor Yvonne Flores agrees.
I'm in support of the consolidation of elections primarily because it means that people who don't normally vote will be motivated to vote because they know that there's a certain time to go to vote for everything that they can possibly vote on in that election.
Along with consolidated elections, the city can also choose what type of runoff elections it holds. Kraling says the city currently uses a top two separate runoff election for candidates who fail to receive 40% of the vote, held about a month after the first election. But Kraling says a ranked choice voting system, which Santa Fe used for the first time in March, allows voters to rank candidates by preference and results in an instant runoff, which he says reduces cost and provides voters with more choice.
Ranked choice voting gives voters more options. Instead of voting just for one person, you show up and you rank all of the options that are there. Or if you don't like any of them, you can just show up and you can vote for one person. But if you've got, say, four candidates, you can rank them 1 through 4. And so it gives the voter more power. It changes the dynamics of the campaign because candidates no longer are competing in a zero-sum game where either you're supporting me or you're not.
Ramos says she thinks a switch to ranked choice voting will re-empower voters in the election process.
I think that a lot of people are wanting to disrupt the way some of the system has been working because it hasn't been working for everyone. And so even if it's nonpartisan and backed by specific parties, you still have a lot of this dynastic rule, even in local elections, where certain people are the ones that are kind of the shoe-ins to win. And I'd love to see that disrupted.
The law goes into effect July 1st. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.
A new report from Texas health officials shows the state's women's health programs are slowly rebuilding. These programs have been serving far fewer women since lawmakers cut funding and removed Planned Parenthood several years ago. Ashley Lopez reports.
State lawmakers added language last year that expanded what information health officials have to publicly report about the state's family planning program and Healthy Texas Women. So this latest report gives policymakers a better snapshot of how those programs are actually doing. And it found they are indeed serving more women than last year. Stacey Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priority says it's not surprising because there have been some good new innovations in the program lately.
2017 would be the first time we'd really see the impact of the additional $50 million appropriated by the legislature and a new $5 million investment in marketing and the new transition that automatically enrolls women into the program when they lose their Medicaid coverage 2 months after they give birth.
Pogue says even though the programs are getting better, the report shows they still aren't serving as many women as they did before funding cuts and Planned Parenthood was kicked out in 2013. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.